All right, guys. Welcome. Welcome, everyone, one and all, to another episode of Fire Builders Live. My name is Josh Korpel. I am streaming live from Key West, Florida. And guess who we have on the show today? Z Perez, welcome to Fire Builders Live.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Thanks for taking the time to be here. It is so great to have you. Before we get into our topic today, what we're going to be talking about, all about fitness, all about staying strong mentally and physically. Before we get into that, if this is the first time that you are watching Fire Builders Live or listening to Fire Builders Live, here's how we do this. Basically, what we do is we stream live Monday through Saturday, at 12 noon Eastern. And we bring on these big experts, these big guests. We take gigantic topics and we break them down into small steps, things that you can do every day. And the reason that we do that is because consistency is key. It's all about consistency to improve. And basically, let me tell you a little bit, even though you can't see her right now, because she's probably sharing this on Facebook, which is why she's gone away. There she is. She's back. But I tell you what, let me tell you a little bit about what Z has done. It is unbelievable. She does not mess around when it comes to fitness. Certified sports nutritionist, paramedic, strongman competitor. She founded her company Z Fit Coaching with a singular goal in mind to help people turn their fitness and nutrition goals into reality. She does that, as you're going to see on this show, with a combination of passion, of heart, and infectious enthusiasm. Now, it didn't always, it wasn't always easy for Z. Basically, you know, she was trying to pass EMT and firefighting physical fitness tests. She realized that she needed to up her game when it came to fitness, and that is exactly what she did. Not only did she up her game, she absolutely dominated, and she found her love of fitness through that journey. And on top of that, she realized that in order to help, to become really the entire package, to really completely help her coaching clients, she needed to know a little bit more about nutrition. So what did she do? She didn't just stand around. She didn't watch a couple of YouTube videos. She went and she dug deep. She became a certified sports nutritionist. So now she is the complete package. She is the perfect person to be talking about mental and physical toughness. So Z, it is so awesome to have you again. Welcome to Fire Builders Live.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
Sorry, I was sharing. God, that's such a great intro. I'm like,
who is that?
Here, my intro.
Who is that person? I know. Seriously. And you're not too far away, actually. You are, you're just up the road from me in Miami. Is that right?
Yes. Yes. Miami. So 4-hour drive ish. Yes. Just north of you.
I love it. Yes. I love that place. So tell me, what I like to do to start out the show is, you know, tell me a little bit about how your days are these days. What's a typical day like in Z's life?
Z's life, now COVID, right? COVID Z's life. My days are, I start early, regardless of what time my clientele starts. I start 2 hours prior to the first face I see. And I do that because I like to get organized. Organization is the key for me. So I already have my previous day. I make the schedule for this day. And the morning 2-hour chunk, I just work. I pump out content. I work on myself. I do all the things I need to do to just get pumped up and primed for my day. I do this every day except Sunday. Sunday, I just sleep till whenever I wake up.
I love that.
That is the schedule.
Well, so when you say work on yourself, like, what kind of things are you doing? Are you like journaling? Are you meditating? Like, what kind of stuff?
I do. I'm not great at meditating, but I do work on it for myself. I give myself 5 to 10 minutes of chill time. I call it my Z time. So it's my coffee. I'm in a high rise down here in Miami. So I sit out on the balcony. I enjoy all of this without an electronics, no electronics at that time. I just have my time and I kind of just check in with me. And, you know, I don't want to sound like this guru, but it took a long time to get here, to realize that I needed to slow down a little bit to address what's up so I can be better. And, since I sell, right, I hate to use that word. I sell this thing, right, this fitness endeavor, but it's truly not not just the exterior. It all comes from within. So once you get, you check yourself, right? You got to check in and check yourself, like mentally, where are you? Physically, where are you? Pay attention to all those things. So if you're not checking in, like you'll just pummel through your day and not address any of these things. So that's what I do. I do about 5-10 minutes, usually 10, at least a cup of coffee out on the balcony, just my time. You know, my daughter's not around, the dogs are whatever, sleeping. Yeah, they're not up that early. But I do that, and then I come in, I sit on my computer, and I just start working and addressing all the things I need to address. So that's how it starts for me.
I love it. And I'll tell you, let me just preface the show. I mean, you've already got tons of fans that are on right now. Let me just put this up on the screen. So Z Perez is the best trainer. She meets everyone's needs, never makes anyone feel inept, meets your needs, and the changes that you will see are incredible. So you got fans already watching.
Thank you, Marty.
So how did your fitness journey start? Just kind of maybe give people a little bit of a background with the EMT stuff, the firefighting stuff, and then how it sort of evolved. Uh-oh. Can you hear me?
I lost audio again. Nothing.
Zero. Oh, my Hang God. On. Oh.
Nobody paid.
Everyone how about now?
It says that. I got nothing. Try.
Check, check, check.
No.
Coming in.
It might be the storm that I'm having behind me. You want me to come out and come back in?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yes? Stand by.
Yes. So here you go, guys.
I'll be back.
All these people, this is what happens when you go live. Basically, right, I don't know, what do we, like, I think it's really important that Z kind of relax and take it slow. Nobody knows what they're going to do. Here we go. Let's see.
I'm back.
She's back.
Woohoo!
How's this?
No problem. Perfect.
Okay.
I lose entire Zoom classes all the time, and we don't panic.
I tell you what, that's what we do. We kind of like just roll with the punches around here. So basically what I was going to ask is how did everything start for you? I mean, you had your firefighting, your EMT, like you found your love of fitness through that. So how did that all start?
Well, it's funny you ask that. I mean, I've been an athlete forever. That's, you know, no biggie. Like since I was little, I just was always enamored by sports and pushing myself. And, you know, I was never the fastest, the strongest by far. I mean, I was like this chubby little kid, super slow, but I wanted to play every game. So I did. And I still remember it was kind of pivotal. I was working when I was young. I left my mom's house very young, 16 years old. I was very tenacious, and we had a big disagreement, and I was out. And that's where my adulthood began. So I started working at a local like grocery, which is like the Whole Foods of back then. And I saw my first female firefighter ever. This chick walked in, like to me, she's Amazonian. I don't know what she really looks like, but she was an Amazon. And I'm looking at her, I'm like, oh, that's so cool. So boom, I knew it. I was 16. I was like, that's what I want to do. So I started really focusing on being what that career needed me to be. So I did research at the time. There was no internet. So you had to actually go to the fire station. That's research.
Back in the day, right?
Back in the day.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, I have to go. And they showed me, of course, you know, they tried to deter any young female. They're like, hey, this is the heaviest saw we have. This is how you need to know how to start this. I kid you not. I bloodied my knuckles completely trying to start this thing for over an hour. I destroyed my hands. I sweat all over this piece of equipment. These guys were like, this chick, I'm like, this thing's not going to beat me. So I just kept asking, teach me how to do it. Teach me how to do it. There was no YouTube. So the tenacity is really just a part of who I am. And I just hate failing or quitting. You know, I just, it's really not a part of me. So when I reflect back to those times, you know, these guys probably thought I was a maniac, which ironically, I ended up getting on that very fire department. I had a reputation of like, don't mess with Z too much. Don't push her too far. She's really fun and nice, but don't push her too far.
Well, especially when you start bleeding, right? You show everybody that you're there for business. You're there and you mean business. And
such an animal.
And seriously, like it's just a testament to some people that have that grit, like that underlying fire that, you know, it doesn't matter what they're doing. They're not going to give up until they figure it out. And I feel like that's more of a rare kind of a quality in people. And that's exactly who you would want on your firefighting squad, like somebody like that that's not going to give up on you.
Exactly. Well, 100%, right? There's no more of a team effort than being in situations that are sketchy, all sorts. So yeah. I started there, and I think when I rolled into Fire Academy, I was 19, and it was obviously, you know, all dudes and two girls, you know, and the other girls, of course, flunked out the first week or two, you know, and it was just me, you know, and it kind of, a lot of the times ended up being just me. So I had to find a lot of comfort and solace in me. You know, I'm here, I got to get this done. You know, my mom is, you know, everyone's expecting, you know, you don't want to let these people down that really root for you. And that really has carried on through so much of what I do. And then now at 44 years old, I have a little girl watching me. Holy smokes. I've never been so driven. Like failure is not an option. This is not.
Exactly. You're setting the example. You're setting, no matter 100%. What you say, it's all about what you do, right? Like, so
100%.
That drive, that tenacity has carried you through, but then you really start getting like serious with the fitness stuff. So how did it go? How did it progress?
So I decided to retire early from the fire department. I was focused on family and I was pregnant with her, et cetera. The marriage dissolved early on. So it was just me and her. And now I've left my career. So fitness is something I've always done. Like even at the fire station, we have like PT time. So exercise time. And I was always down, you know, 4 o'clock was start time. We'd make in the fire station, like before CrossFit even, like flipping tires, we got sledgehammers, we got all this stuff out, you know, climbing ropes. I couldn't climb back then, but I would sure try. But we would set up like obstacle courses. And then I think once I had this need to start over, it's just a natural progression for me. I said, this is what I'm good at. This is who I am. You know, this is what I love. Let's just kind of push forward in it. And we did. And I launched it by my business. I started when Tegan was 2.5. She's 8 now. So do the math. I started with boot camps, just live, you know, one-on-one, you know, boot camps, you know, and it grew from boot camps and personal training to a larger facility to even a larger facility. Then I ended up not wanting to be so much in the brick and mortar space. I moved back to Miami. I was in another town then. And when I moved back to Miami, these are really my roots. So people just kind of wanted to be part of what I was doing. And I'm not promoting, you know, let's get, you know, lean and ripped and get on stage. No, no. What I want is people to have what I have. Like, I don't have any limitations. You know, I am a fit, you know, mid-40s woman, you know, and most people think I'm in my 30s, right about mid-30s. Because of the way I treat my body and because of the way I take care of myself and because of, you know, the mantras that I have going on in here. Like, I lead by what I want to do, you know, what's fun to me. Like, I don't go out on boats with people drinking all day because that's just not for me. You know, that's not where I want to be. So, and I've been in these situations where I get invited to something like this and I'll spend the day and I'm like, oh, I don't do that again because.
Right.
It's not for me. So I think that's my connection with people, especially women. We're such pleasers, you know, and we want to do things to please people and to make people happy when we end up putting our happiness, you know, fourfold back. So I stopped doing that. So I try to like engage other people. You're not being a jerk about it. You just don't want to do that. So stop doing stuff you don't want to do and keep building whatever you want and makes you happy. And a lot of that, again, comes from the inside out.
Well, one of the things that I was going to ask you is like, as you've done these boot camps and as you've brought people in and kept them motivated and kept them excited about fitness, right? How you did that? Like, you know, what are the qualities? And it sounds like to me that mentality that you have about, hey, like, stop doing things that you don't want to do. Stop impressing people that you don't really care about. Like, that kind of stuff, it got to be so refreshing for people to understand and to hear from someone. And they're like, holy shit, like, that is how I feel on the inside. Z exemplifies that. Like, I want to do stuff with this girl.
Yeah, thank you. And I think that's what I'm trying to get across. I feel like I'm relatable. I'm a regular person. You know, I was never anything exceptional. I'm not incredibly smart, meaning, you know, Harvard smart or anything. I am smart as much as I've taught myself. Physically, I'm no phenom. You know, I'm fit. I carry a good amount of muscle. You know, I got here on purpose. You know, it's been purposeful. If I stop working out for a month, you can tell. If I started eating even good foods, like more calories, you can tell in a week's time. You know, so I'm nothing special. My ability to connect with people and show them that we can all do this. Like, that's why I brought up the firefighter. I saw her. I'm like, if she can do it, I can do it. That's immediately what came across my mind. You know, she could do it, I can do it. And ever since then, it's basically been that for everything. Like, then even dudes, I'm like, he's not that much bigger than me. I'm like, I got it. Right. I can do it. You know, I mean, I start to justify all the way across. And then I'd notice once I've opened that door, right, I would meet more and more incredible people and more would come. You know, it's just the way it is. It's that mirror effect, right? You just start to feel and think of yourself as bigger and better. And man, it's a mirror. And that's what you bring in. So it just, like, there's steps, right, to get to a higher level. We're just kind of growing with it. The one place I've always excelled is common sense. So things have always,
if you're going to excel at one thing, it seems like that would be the thing that you want to excel at.
that's my thing. Common sense. I'm really good in that space. So I just found it to be my calling. And like I tell my people on screen, for example, I've trained before this 14 people today. So that's a class and a couple privates on my screen. And you know, I hold myself to the same standard, even higher than I hold them to. So my accountability is them. You know, I tell them, I don't know if they believe me, but I truly stay accountable because of them. They're going to see me and they look up to me. And how can I, how can I falter? How can the one that's at the top saying, hey, let's make sure we count our macros. Hey, look at this product I got. Hey. How can I just, today I'm going to take the day off and just eat, I don't know, Doritos and pizza and be gross.
Yeah, exactly. As you're stuffing your face with Oreos, like off screen.
Well, let's not get to that. Oreos. I can have like three.
Dude, Oreos are my weakness too.
I love cookies.
I love them.
Just cookies in general. I'm a cookie monster, dude. I'm like, oh, is that homemade? And
I'm going to need to try this. Well, but I think that's an amazing mental attitude to have if you're a trainer, because so many, you see trainers out there that are obviously not following their own regimen. Everybody says, oh, I'm great at following other people's advice and giving advice, but I'm never good at following my own. Well, that's all you're doing is following your own advice, and you're leading the way that way. So I love that. And I would have to say, as you've done all of these classes, as you've held people accountable, both men and women, what have you found is essentially the one thing that people should be doing to increase their health and fitness, right, across the board? And again, I know there's probably a ton of stuff, but in your experience, where would you start?
The start. I love this one. This is my favorite thing to respond with. The decision. Start with the decision that your health and your ability to move your body and have longevity in this body, because we only get the one. That's it. You know, you could either leave it in physician's hands as you age, or you can handle it. So decide that you want to handle it and take control over that. And that's the freaking pivotal. That's it. Once that happens, you're going to find your space. If you were my client, I'd be like, hey, grab a calendar, start calendaring out your day. Half an hour on the half hour, like my lunch is written in there when I'm going to eat. Cause if not, I'm just pounding a shake and just walking out. So I try to actually eat real food, but down to the calendar. Once you get that calendar set, if you're someone that's been sitting on the couch, you really haven't been exercising, I'm going to say 20 to 30 minute power walk. There's a lot of power in that little power walk. You know, put your music on. Don't answer any text messages. Don't talk to anybody. Please don't be one of these walkers that's chatting with your sister in another state, unless she needs a motivation. You know, just actually with intention, move your body 30 minutes a day. That's the someone that really is lacking. I'm going to put these out on purpose. Motivation, I'll get into motivation in a second. But if you need something, that's the beginning. Number one, decide what you want to do. Like, think of yourself 5-10 years ahead. Like, honestly, like, I'm looking at this generation of 20-year-olds ish. Blows my mind. This is like the laziest thing I've ever seen. And I'll call it like I see it, you know, for the most part. I'm in a place that's like, everybody's beautiful, right? But these 20 to 30 year olds are a different breed. They've been raised tech, you know, they're raised on their phones. So they're different than, you know, the 30 to 40 year olds. We were raised outside, you know, and it's a huge difference.
What do you think that's going to lead to? I'm always curious. I mean, what do you think health wise, mentally, like, I don't know.
We're going to see a lot of early illnesses that you would normally see in 50, 60 year olds. I think that number is going to back down because it's going to find them sooner because they've been fatter longer. And when I say fatter, I just mean less muscle. Oh my God, my daughter, she's so funny. Less muscle and more body fat for longer periods of time. Because typically I would say the 20 year olds, you know, back when we were in our 20s, you know, I'm older than you obviously, but you know, we're just leaner. We're more active. So we had a more lean muscle mass and probably less body fat. But now they're just not quite as active because they're so tech driven. And so you're just going to see heart disease and diabetes, you know, type 2 diabetes and all this stuff kind of step up a little sooner. First. And second, you're already seeing it. How much more mental illness do you see now than you did before in young people? Like, I see a lot of it in my profession and PTSD and fire, police, you know, military. These are my people, right?
I realize we're kind of getting off topic here, but I think it's really interesting, especially your opinion on this. Do you think that's because it's the tech that's causing the illness, or just communication is so much easier that we see much more of it?
I think they lack connection with people. So they lack ways to handle stress. So they lack the tools to manage, you know, stress. Like, what's stressful to them is like having a conversation. Sometimes I would think a lot of times they're stressed about something that's being miscommunicated over a text, that something someone typed, you know, and this is creating like all these stressors, right? So I think that all of that manifests into depression, anxiety, right? You know, nobody's liking my things or nobody, whatever, you know,
yes,
whatever.
Stress is a killer. It's a killer. Causing,
and they don't know it. We, all of us now, because now we're all on. I really don't care how many likes or dislikes I get because I know my core, you know, my core audience. They love me and that's awesome. And I love them and I want more of that, you know? So, you know, people that just, you know, throw a like because I'm cute. It's thank you. But, you know, I want to get connected.
By the way, Sabrina, and then here we'll say, there we go. One from Kim.
Well, fantastic.
Michael, there you go.
I love it.
So yeah, people do love you. People, hell yeah, they love you. So yeah, I totally agree.
I'm honest and I'll take the, you know, the kick in the teeth when people get mad at me for saying what I say, and that's okay. But, you know, I'm entitled to my opinion. I see what I see and I feel for them. You know, I feel for the millennials. Like, I want them to have a bigger space and I want them to be able to deal with conflict better. You know, I think it's healthy to deal with conflict. Like, I think it's healthy to just kind of be right and be open with it. And yeah. So I think that's going to manifest in physical ways, like I spoke of, you know, heart disease and, you know, type 2 diabetes and these type of things showing up because of increased body fat and inactivity. Those two things go hand in hand. And then I think mentally, not having enough tools to deal with situations as they come up because just their toolbox is limited. You know, they're great at some other stuff.
Yeah, totally. And I wonder if you see common threads in even adults nowadays, like the tech stuff, where the detriments of spending so much time on the computer at work, on their phones. You must get that a lot with some of the people that you coach. And yes. I take it that's why it's like, hey, if you could do one thing, just get out and move.
Yeah, that's why I love like that, just advising that and like popping on the screen with us, even though it's a screen because of obviously COVID. But now it connects so many of us nationwide that we can train together. But they're just watching me and we're interacting and we're doing this workout together. And it's fun. You know, you're not on your phone. You're not connecting with anyone else. You're just feeling your own. You know, you're feeling your heart pounding. You're feeling the sweat dripping. Like, that's something that I have to have every day. Like, this is like sweat drying, right now. So I need that every day. Like if I look down, my mat's soaked in sweat, I'm like, yes, you know, that's like
success.
Gosh. You know, and I want more people to feel that. I think we forget that we can create it ourselves. Like that euphoria, the endorphins released by it, the meat, you know, walking away being like, I kicked ass in that workout today. Look, tootsie size, you know what I'm saying? It's all there. It's all connected. They make you feel good, you know, or if you're like doing something, getting dressed and you come across that booty, you're like, ooh, that booty's harder. That makes you happy. You know, just like dudes, you're like, hey, did you see, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Hell yeah.
So anyway, I want to just create more happiness in people and more space that you feel that you can control. And that in this scenario, like what 2020's dealt us so far has been like a giant shit sandwich, right? For most people. So that being said, the one thing I can control is this, me, how I perform, how I do things, how I move this physical body, like me, you know, and I don't want ever personally, like I, you know, we have a hope to one day have a ranch and have a big dog rescue and have all this kind of stuff. So I physically want to work that space. You know, I need this body to serve me for many, many decades to come. So I'm
building. Yeah, it would be a shame to like to get older, to be able to have that, but then not be able to do any of the activities that go along with it.
And money's not going to save you here. You know, it doesn't matter how much money you have, you know, doctors can paste you back together and give you medication and stuff, but wholeness and wellness is something that, you know, we really, really have to take advantage of because all the opportunities here, like we were talking about before these calls, these green drinks, getting our veggies in, coaches, you know, ways to order our groceries that's healthy. They show up at your door. You know, there's just so many options. But if you connect with the right coach or the right person to direct you, to give you kind of an algorithm of how to get there with your busy life, it can be done. But just like anything, the decision has to be made.
So if people make that decision, right, I'm curious as to what, in your experience, now having trained probably thousands of people, maybe even more, how many people do you think you've trained, actually?
I don't know. It's a lot.
Right, lose count, right?
But it's wonderful.
Well, so if someone ended up intentionally getting out, they spent the next 30 days, they scheduled things on their calendar, they went out, they did their power walk, right? How would they feel? Paint the picture in your experience. What is the transformation that you see in people in maybe just 30 days?
I think lucidity is one of them. You're just more lucid and aware of yourself. You feel physically, let's start with the outer. You feel less bloated. You know, you're going to feel your skin clear. You're going to feel your body less inflamed. So many of the foods we eat just cause inflammation and people don't really realize it. You know, if you're eating processed foods, like that's the first thing I cut out, your pantry, processed foods out. I send a 4-page list of what I want you to just eat.
Do you replace, them with things like what?
Oh God, where do we start? Like even if you're a chip person, right? If you love chips, like I always have a couple bags of these vegetable Terra chips in here, the best quality ones I find with sea salt added, they're in my pantry. If like you're a chippy person. Of course, we just the basics, lean meats and veggies, and we talk about all that sourced organically, preferably grass-fed, all this kind of stuff. And I just kind of teach people about all that and how it registers in your body. If you can afford it, you know, get it, because you're either going to pay for it now or you're going to pay for it in medication later. It's coming. They want their money. So it just depends where you're going to give it.
I feel like that's a big deterrent for people sometimes is they don't want to spend the money because it's more expensive to get the more healthy stuff.
Well, then I challenge those people for 30 days. I want you to write down how much money you spend eating out. Every dollar, coffee, water at the gas station, all of it. I challenge those people because 9 out of 10 times, I've been proven correct on my theory, 9 out of 10 times, that the money they spend just meandering around, not planning, not calculating, they spend 3 times as much as if they were to buy organic meats and produce. And eat naturally at home, like no meals out. Like we eat out, like Tegan, she's 8 years old. You know, 8 year olds don't lie. Come here. How often do we eat out?
Maybe.
Come bring your little face.
Let's see, Tegan. Here, hold on.
Move your little face. The other way. Here, hold it. Come on, girl. You talk all day. How many times do we eat? What do we eat out?
Sushi.
Sushi.
Sushi. Oh, I love sushi.
She's eight. So, you know, the excuse of like, oh, my kids, it can all be taught. Right. So I challenge people that say they don't have the money. Like, we eat out at best twice a month. That's it. I don't really spend money eating out. It's just
we
not
never
my.
Go out.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. We did because the Tiffany said that it was date night.
It was date night.
Ah, got to go out during date night.
Yes. So we brought sushi back home. But it's sushi or steaks. That's what I'll eat out because I cook a terrible steak. So I'll pay $30 on a steak and ruin it. So I let the Argentinian place cook it for me. So that's basically where the eating out goes. So if I challenge that person that and they fill out for 30 days, they're going to be shocked at how much money they spend eating out. And yep. I mean, down to the Starbucks, the $4 or $5 Starbucks, all of it. Buying high quality food. And then when you do that, when you go out with the, I go to Whole Foods, we go to Trader Joe's. We go to some farms up in Davie that are, you know, you get actually your meats from the farm and milks and things like this. Once you do that, you shop more with intention and you are like very satisfied with these purchases and you want to create your foods and you look forward to it more, I think, because you know you're doing right by your body, right? So you have the analogy, right? You'll grab that burger from Burger King in a second and throw it in there. You have no idea what's in there, but you're going to say, oh, I don't want to spend money on organic, which you actually know what you're eating.
Yeah, exactly. Right. And you know that it's going to be good for you, that you're going to feel better, but it's almost like a convenience factor too. Like some people are just like, I'll just do it this one more time, you know, and I'll just grab her.
Yeah. But the lethargy, like what happens afterwards? I don't know. I'm big on my feelings afterwards. So, you know, I'm a woman.
Oh
so
yeah.
I'm very,
you're filled with regret, you know, like yeah. you definitely are.
Yeah. I have a whole lot of feelings. So I've learned, like, if I'm going to do something, I know there's going to be something right after that. So that's how I make my choices. Like days I don't want to train, which is very, you know, it happens to all of us. Nobody's yeah. motivated all the time. Please. That's why I said motivation. I think
that's a good question, right? Like, what do you do? You wake up in the morning, you're feeling sore. I don't know. You're tired.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
totally.
What do you do? What do you think about to make yourself get up and do it?
Well, number one is I commit to this whole lifestyle. So I could never live like a lie. It's just not me. So I could not get on screen Monday and go, guys, I didn't do anything on Sunday. I was just beat up. You know, this Sunday was one of those Sundays I was beat up. So I did 20 minutes of mobility and another 20 minutes of abs. Because I knew if I did that afterwards, I would feel great. And then I can keep going throughout. And now I can plan for my week and cook, meal prep my foods and do my laundry and do everything that I do. You know, it's just part of my routine. So
when you say 20 minutes of mobility, what do you mean?
Stretching, 20 minutes of stretching on a roller, you know, stretching everything out. You know, those days where you feel real beat up, that mobility is key.
Got it. Yeah. Cause I hear that like most pain is soft tissue stuff. I mean, that foam roller, like stretching out and rolling out different joints and like your calves mm-hmm. and stuff. It's incredible for you.
Yeah. You'll have referred pain, sometimes you'll have like very tight hamstrings, but you'll have low back pain. You know, so if you got on a roller for 5 to 10 minutes, and that's another one of those spaces, just get on there, you feel really good and you kind of start to connect with your body. You start to go, oh my, I didn't realize my hamstrings were this tight. Or I didn't realize my lats. Like that's what good one. You put that roller here and put your body weight. Oh, you're shocked you are, but you don't know it because your arms are down for the most of the day or right here typing.
Yeah. What about that? Like, cause there's a lot of people that are hunched over typing at their computers. What do you suggest that they do for like their upper to mid back?
Man, if they have a roller in their home, I would definitely suggest rolling out. And second, hamstrings, glutes, and abs make for a strong back. So if you include mobility, there's a bunch of mobility stuff out there on YouTube, but like there's exercises called bird dogs. There's certain exercises that you can do that would just kind of open that up, open that space up. Like there's certain stretches we do after our training. I can tell you every time, as soon as I say, hey guys, open. And they're like, ah, you know, they're so happy because they just opened up their chest and they don't realize they're sitting in this position so often. So you just open up these muscles. I just had them do 80 pushups. You know, they didn't realize it, but we did, you know, easily 80 pushups. It's going to tighten up your chest.
Totally. Like, man, I mean, do you, how do you get people? Do you do it in like pyramids almost, right? The push-ups,
classes?
Like to kind of trick people into doing push-ups.
I'll give you an example for today. Today's workout's Tabata. We have a workout at 6:30. You're more than welcome to join us. We do, so it was at least four rounds of traditional push-up, and they were 20 seconds. So boom, 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 20 seconds of push-ups. How many push-ups do you think you can do in 20 seconds?
I don't know, maybe 10?
Probably.
Or so, one every 2 seconds, maybe?
If you did four rounds of that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you knocked out at least 40 push-ups. Then we did like kind of a handstand push-up, like a shoulder push-up.
Yeah.
So we knocked those out. So that's another 40 of those. So before you know it, you've knocked out all these push-ups.
Are people like having to take their laptops and sort of aim them at themselves so that you can see what's going on, or do they just watch you?
They watch me, but I see them too. Oh, totally. I'm a total coach. I'm coached through and through. Like I'd be like, hey, Josh, shove your butt back or whatever. Pretend like you're sitting on the couch. You know what? And if it's really bad, I'll go, hey, go over to that couch and actually sit and stand up. Cause that's it. I've been a coach for a long time, so I can teach remotely, and I'm very verbal anyway, so I can give instructions no problem. Did you hear that?
And I love it. Yeah. Yeah, is it storming there? Is that what that is?
Yes. It's a bird.
So I love I love the fact that you're just using stuff that's in people's living rooms. You know, they don't need fancy equipment and stuff, like your couch.
They need, yeah, totally. I can spot what's in the background and use it. And all you need for class, honestly, is some water, a mat or a towel, and you're golden. Like, this is all body weight. And this is old school, right? Like, I grew up on, like I said, I was kind of a chubbier, kid that always wanted to be in shape. Like, I always wanted my outsides to match my insides. Like, inside, I knew I was a tenacious athlete, right? And I thought people, back then I cared, right, what people could see. I'd be like, oh, I really want to just show them and, that I'm strong and that I'm, but, you get overlooked when you're not shredded to the bone, packed muscle, right? And it's funny, I take that into everything I do, because now that I'm obviously in much better shape and I'm that person, right? So I'm that person that people might see and be like, ooh, she's really fit. It's kind of, immediately I have a huge smile. I'm like, hey, how are you? I'm like, do you want to be my partner?
Think they're intimidated a little bit?
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm a bigger girl. I mean, I'm happy to give these stats out, and I'm going to tell you what. I'm 5'6", 150, and 155, and I carry a lot of muscle, right? It's displayed over a large canvas because I'm very long-limbed, thank God, because if not, I'd be very stocky. I think when somebody meets me for the first time or sees me, they might think I'm a little intimidating because of that. So I am really big on being a bit, gregarious and having a big smile and just being inviting, because I know how it feels to be ostracized or to be like, like if you're the smaller guy at a bigger gym, that same feeling.
Yep.
And people,
it's a turnoff, especially if they're considering like trying to get in shape and they're maybe a little bit overweight or they haven't been in, it's like, oh man, well, they're comparing themselves against you or somebody else, then that's an unfair comparison.
Total turnoff. And then what breaks my heart is if you have that bigger woman, trying to get into a space and she feels, she's so in her feelings already to be there. And then anyone just pushes her a little bit and she's running for the hills. To me, I'm like, that's, someone we could have saved, that's someone that could have dropped 40 pounds and we just added to her life and added to her mobility and added to her activity with her children. And just add, and if you're walking around with 50, 60, 70 extra pounds, you are taking years off your life, decades away from your children, So I look at it for the big picture, because from where I'm sitting, I've always envisioned myself being this like super fit mom. And I am so glad I got here, and I know how much work I put in and I know how much continuous work I do put in and how much I'm willing to put in. So I just want to kind of just put that in other people and grain that, like, for the long haul, you just got to just keep grinding. There's no days off, there's no days off. And that's why I post that a lot. No excuses, no days off, because it's your lifestyle. It's just adopting a different lifestyle. Like, you are so quick to sit on that couch and watch a TV show every single day. Why aren't you as quick to get in a 20-minute workout?
That's a good question. Yeah, I like because people avoid pain, I feel, you know? They try and do their best to avoid pain.
That
you know?
Makes us so human. You're ignoring your humanity. Pain and suffering is part of this entirely.
And I love the fact that people, I feel, just have to get used to the fact that it's the process. It's the process that you fall in love with. It's not the end result. So it's understanding what you're trying to get out of the process, not necessarily like, I want to look like, I don't know, this one power lifter, or I want to look like Brad Pitt, you know, in Fight Club or something. It's not that. It's the fact that finding something that you love about yourself through the process, I think, is the key.
And once you find that little space, it'll grow. Like if you can stay in that space, it'll grow.
And surrounding yourself with people that are also 100%. Finding their own space, you know, that's, and so
like my, yeah, go yeah. Ahead.
No, it's all right. No, it's amazing. Like, honestly, I just talking with you about this is getting me motivated. It's amazing. It really is. I love what you're doing. I know that there are people watching that probably have more questions, want to ask you some stuff. I know you've got this competition thing going on online, right? So tell me what you got going on these days. How can people connect with you?
Okay, connecting with me, pretty easy. I'm on all social media, Facebook, IG, and obviously I have a website, Z, just a Z, no E, zfitcoaching.com. You can connect with me through all these. If you direct message me, I answer. It's me. So please feel free. I'd love to kind of chat about these things. And then I have multiple programs if people want to get involved, and they could be on the screen tonight doing boot camp with me. In addition to that, this contest. So this is interesting. Miss Health and Fitness. It's a magazine. They offered a cover shot to basically anyone in the nation. I think it's just nationwide. Anyhow, this is a big deal, right? Because when I was younger, again, if you missed it, I'm 44. So when I was growing up, magazines was a thing, not really YouTube or Instagram. It was magazines. So you'd look, and again, I'm a bigger girl. So I'm like, these girls are not me. First of all, they're all primarily Caucasian. You know, I'm Latin, obviously. Mm-hmm. So that, and they were all very thin, like rail, right? And I've always been bigger. So I would just be so sad, you know, that I, you know, as a kid, you'll starve yourself. You'll do all these crazy little things to try to get skinny like the other skinny girls until finally you realize, babe, you're never going to be skinny. You're just not built like that. And that's something that I really want to get across. Like, I would love to be on there. I'm not a competitive bodybuilder. I'm not a physique competitor. I don't diet down to like paper thin skin, you know. I'm a regular person with a decent amount of muscle and a lot of drive to kind of just condition myself. So I would love to get something like get on this cover, which is voter based. People from Facebook or Instagram or just regular old anyone can be part of this. You know, they can vote for me. It's a free vote. Or they have this Wounded Warrior project, which is really cool. It's a project where, let's say, if you don't have Facebook, you can get on there and donate $10. You buy 10 votes. And those $10 go towards this project, is building homes for disabled veterans. I mean, you can't be.
Oh, that's awesome.
So
that's awesome.
That's kind of this whole thing. And I put my name in the hat. I'm like, I'll send some pictures. And what I did, honestly, I went on my phone and I just grabbed like 10 pictures and I sent them in. And they're like, yeah, you're in. I'm like, oh, well, hey. So then now.
And you've already passed the first round, right?
I made the
right?
first cut. I was like, nice. Yes. And these are like. The one main entry picture I had was one I took in my bathroom one time, like a picture. It wasn't like a photo shoot. So now there's a photo shoot picture up, but I was like, oh, I need to step up my game because these girls are, they're bringing it. But if you look at my bio, you'll see several different pictures and it's just kind of what I'm about and what I want to share. And honestly, what I want to share, having an 8-year-old daughter, which is big, she's going to be bigger than me, no doubt. She's well on her way to a nice 5'10 volleyball player, stacked 180, no doubt about it. I want just girls to see that there's women that are bigger, that have worked in masculine type roles, you know, firefighters, police officers, linemen, you know, FBI, power line people, you know, women that do different things. We're not all cut the same. And it's okay to be different, and it's still beautiful, you know, and I don't think enough girls understand that there is beauty in this. Like, you know, I've been told before by men that I'm intimidating or too muscular to ask you, you know, I know my worth, and I know that I'm beautiful, you know, and it took me a long time to get here. So that's something I want to display, you know, on that canvas if I can, you know.
I love it. And seriously, guys, like, if you're listening to this right now, go vote for Z.
Yay.
We'll put actually, I should have done this in the video description, to be honest. I just wasn't thinking. But we'll put it in the comments so that people can click and they can go right to that site and vote.
Awesome.
Yeah. So guys, if you're listening to this, go vote for Z. Seriously, you have on a physical and a mental level, like, you got it together, Z. And I'm so happy that we had this conversation. I think it was incredible, and you're somebody to really, truly emulate.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. This is my first podcast ever.
Is it really?
Yes.
Oops, oops. Man, I feel good. I feel good. Well, you did a great job. This was amazing. So thank you for your time today. I know that you're a busy, busy person. So it's been great talking with you. Do you have any parting words for people before we go? Would you like them to leave them with anything?
Yes. The only thing is, just decide. Find the space for you. Sit with yourself and just decide. If you haven't gotten on a program yet, or you haven't done something physical for yourself, just really find that place mentally and decide. And once you decide, the rest is going to work out. We're all mirrors. So once you want something, it's all going to start showing up.
All right. You guys heard it here first. Z Perez on Fire Builders Live, coming at you live from a stormy Miami, Florida. And then Josh from Key West, guys, thank you for tuning in for another episode. Join us again. We stream Monday through Saturday, 12 p.m. Eastern. Z, thanks again for being here. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
And we will see you guys on the next episode. All right. Thank you. See ya.